shiver me timbers and swab me decks. It's time for another cannon foddering and precipice teetering episode of the podcast that walks the plank. Welcome back, me hearties, to another Dead Men Roll No Crits. This week, I'm joined by my four crew, ready to pilfer a pirate horde and board a Corsair ship, the elusive, the enigmatic, Jibbert, Rebecca, Seth, and Tyler. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Oh, you said this week.
Yes.
Yeah, last week it was...
I can't tell the future. I don't know what's going to happen next week. So.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Well, apparently we're enigmatic and elusive, despite the fact that he's managed to get us to sit down here every time.
Yeah, but I don't always show up on time, so I'm elusive in that way. So.
I know. I was the last to join the Zoom call tonight, so... So odd. I was like, oh man, everyone's here. We could start right away. Then we... Still talk like, for a little bit.
It's like Smash Brothers Ultimate. Everyone's here.
How are you guys doing?
Meh.
Feeling ready to kick a pirate's butt.
Me too. Me too. I'm right there with you. I also want to kick a pirate's butt.
Four pirates' butts.
Maybe. What if I just focus on one of you? I was like, you know, this week I'm just going to make sure that one pirate definitely dies. You're on the ground, and I'm like, they all attack you. Blah blah blah. Yeah,
it would feel like many other episodes we've recorded for me, Patrick.
Yeah,
not
monster.
I know you don't do that on purpose, but the feeling
it does feel like there. That. It has happened. Yes.
If only we recorded these episodes.
You rolled two ones in a row. It would be terrible if I kicked you. Repeatedly while you were down and feeling bad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just rolled a natural 20 and you've been sent to the Shadow Realm.
The episode 107. I send Tyler to the Shadow Realm. Classic. Yeah, I would say let's get right into it. But this week's adventure does not start in the caverns beneath Lucrehold. Oh no. But instead, years ago on the deck of a pirate vessel. Once captained by Tyler, what is Cassius's nickname?
The Driftwood Pirate?
Yes, I put the Shipwreck Pirate. I was like, that's not right.
That's probably what people called him.
Driftwood Pirate.
No, guys, I'm the Driftwood Pirate. I keep reminding you.
Is the Driftwood Pirate, is that like a nickname from... His insistence, is that the source of it?
I think it's pirates making fun of him.
So the source of it was that Cassius kept taking his ship out into like very, very dangerous situations. He would lose lots of crew members and ultimately the ship would end up into a wreck. And so the joke was that his crew and himself would always come back on Driftwood. So there you go. And then his ship was the Phoenix, and then it was eventually renamed by crew and infamy as the Cursed Phoenix, because people believed that if you boarded the ship or you crewed the ship, that you would die.
Yeah, but long before you had that nickname, this is we see a younger Cassius the first time perhaps having sailed into port peril on the Phoenix with a ramshackle crew of either very green pirates or some old deckhands missing fingers and appendages and perhaps too drunk themselves to climb the rigging. And yeah, Cassius fell here, also still kind of learning the ropes as captain for the first time. And suddenly your ship is engulfed, rocked by waves as they begin to crash against the side of your ship. As you catch yourself in the wake of a vessel nearly twice its size as the Phoenix, passing through the harbor, clipping by at double the speed of your small sloop, the ship's red sails blotting out the setting sun to the west. The first time you saw the massive warship, the filthy Lucre, her bow sitting very low in the water, perhaps coming back from raiding Chillish supply line or the coast, definitely full of treasure. Tyler, what do you think Cassius's response to seeing that huge vessel for the first time was? Either out loud or in their head. This is the king's ship, of course, the Hurricane King's.
In his head, he's probably feeling very jealous, but out loud, he just says something along the lines like,
Well, now that just can't be practical.
I think your ship is like technically longer than his. Just maybe a little wider, a little sits in the water a little more. This is for a whole nother podcast, but do you guys know that the largest warship ever created was World War II, and like we've never made one larger?
The Bismarck?
The battleship, I should say. No, it's the Yamato class.
They were like, Yamato.
We don't need to do that again.
it never saw combat, right?
It's like it fired its deck guns very seldomly. They did not want to put it because it was like a flagship in a ton of danger, but it got bombed at the end of the war. Like, it couldn't run forever.
Yeah.
But there's technically two. There's another one that maybe saw a little bit more. I'm not sure. But maybe jealousy goes through Cassius's mind. But as you are creeping up to the ship now through the haze and the fog in this cavern, maybe it has lost a little bit of its luster for Cassius. It's lucre
luster?
It's lucre roster, yes.
It lost its lucario?
It's been well over a year since it's raided. Maybe looking a little smaller and sadder here in this cavern than it is on the high seas, and it seems to be not full of treasure, so it's riding up fairly high. But yeah, through the dark, it is very difficult to see. You're really just seeing like the outline of it. Is there anything you guys want to do as you approach the ship? I have a Sharga, an Aussie, a Candoso, and a Cassius.
I mean, I think Cassius might just say, like, you know, remember, there's not going to be a single thing that happens here that's going to be considered a fair fight. And take it from someone who has had the unfortunate business of dealing with him. But if you can't avoid it, don't let Kurdak grab you with that hand of his.
It's not going to be best. Good.
It's not no the best what. Feeling, if you know.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if I've got any good spells to cast here. Speaking of getting grabbed by the captain, I'm going to take...
not me, mate.
You, captain. That captain.
Oh, okay, good. I just...
You mean reputation. The king? You can call him king.
I'll call him Captain King. King Captain. But yeah, I'm going to cast Freedom of Movement on a couple of us so we can maybe shake loose of his bony grasp if he does try to grab us. So, Sharga, I don't know, you're pretty good at like breaking out of grapples, though.
Candoso, me.
I'm just here you go. Myself twice. Yeah, no, Ozzy and Cassius, freedom of movement for you.
Great.
Yeah, so ignores effects that would give you a penalty to speed. When you attempt an escape effect that has them immobilized or grabbed or restrained, you automatically succeed unless it's magical and of a higher level effect than this. Yeah, so there you go. Got that.
So I got that going.
Thank you.
And then let's see here. Just trying to see if we've got anything else that's really good. Nobody wants to be a tree right now.
Hey, speak for yourself, Jabir. I don't know. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, other than that, yeah, I'll hold on to
the rest of my almost want to be a tree just so I can make the pun. It's like, you know, like the bark pun, you know, like, oh, you think my bark is bad? Here's my bite. And then I shoot my gun.
That's pretty good.
Jabert? Okay, Jabert's backing me up. I see two people shaking their head at me here. Thank you for being in my corner.
As a druid, I'm obligated to laugh at any and all tree jokes.
Oh no, the druidic order pity laugh. Dang it. Right,
exactly. It's a cantrip. Laugh at tree joke. I can do it as many times a day as I need to.
I like it. Cassius is going to also spend an action to reload a special shiny bullet.
Oh. What about Sharga? Any prep for Sharga?
No prep. She's just ready to go.
I punch her in the face so that she can go. She can rage
and run away.
Come get me! I dare you.
It's not how this works. It's not how any of this works.
It would be nice because doing a Bon Mo against Sharga repeatedly so that I could then use it to kill other people would be nice as well.
Ozzy, do you have flight, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. Do. Okay, so everybody's got some flight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else?
At this point, I'm pretty sure everyone has it.
Okay, good. Okay.
Kovic doesn't.
Alaris doesn't, but she's
Kovic here. Kovic has the boots, remember?
Mm. Alaris is the only one.
Yeah,
man,
Alaris is flightless. Rebecca. She's like a penguin.
Oh, gross.
You're a rogue. Your flight is just insane acrobatics up walls. And
also, for the true flight, Honto has to spend some sort of resource for it. Yeah. So,
If anybody would like, I can cast Airwalk on them right now. So if it takes anybody more than an action or two to get their flight going.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, you pretty much see Cassius with his.
All right, I'll cast it on myself then. I'll put it on my eye. Now I'm air walking.
It's 100 gold pieces for a potion of flying. That's all I got to say. You just stock up.
Yeah, I can pull my wings out as part of raging.
Excellent. Yeah, right. What I'm offering is you don't have to spend two actions in combat to do it. Right. So.
Well, it'd only be one action because I can do it as part of my rage action.
Right. No, I'm talking to Patrick. Like, I'm explaining that. For everyone else, like, if it takes you a bunch of actions to do it, I can give you airwalk for 5 minutes. That's, and so.
I was mostly talking about Alaris getting potions for the future, but yes, I agree. Right. So, yeah, you guys are just heading ahead along the caverns kind of little dock. It looks like it's maybe 150 feet long from the shore here, and there's some little outens built in here, perhaps storehouses that you're going to pass by. But it's a direct path here to the south to where you can see the outline of the ship. Hopefully you can see that on the map.
I can feel the spirit of the one named Drew yelling at us to open these two side doors. I will do my best to resist the calls of that spirit and just continue forward.
One of them is definitely a bathroom.
Yeah. You don't know that. No, there's just there's cavern water all around you.
I think just peeing in the cavern water.
There's a bathroom wherever you look.
No.
Honestly, I hope your characters that were in the water. But I guess no one was actually in the water fighting the bone dragon. Anyway, there's a lot of E. coli in that water. There's a lot of fecal matter, so don't breathe it. Don't drink it in.
Don't swim in it.
Right, as you move forward here into the darkness, indeed, maybe you see some lights on inside the ship in some of the quarters and whatnot. You see little bits of light here and there along the side of the bow. As you venture forward, though, suddenly a light shines out as a huge kind of glowing orb flies over you all, and you hear some orders being barked on top of the ship. Let's go ahead and make that initiative turn order roll, which you guys like so much, which you love so much.
As part of rolling initiative, do I see anybody right now?
Oh.
I can only hear people.
You've got that dark vision that you hear so much about, right?
Yep.
I think you could just see maybe someone popping their head over the side of the ship and taking a look at you. Oh, boy. Got a great.
Are we trying to be sneaky right now?
Oh, I wouldn't worry too much about that.
Yeah, it sounds like they already see us, right? I am going to use Battle Cry as part of rolling initiative to attempt to demoralize the person that I can see over the rail.
Okay. Make me that roll.
Do you have to have line of sight?
So 42. It has to be an observed foe.
Okay, interesting. Well, I guess that doesn't mean that you have to see them.
No, just observed.
You have to know that they're there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, observed is a little different from detected. Detected is like sort of knowing that they're there. Observed is like, you know, they're right there.
But I have dark vision, so I can see them.
Yeah. Against the will, DC is going to be... It looks like a critical success.
Oh, really? That's cool. Never mind. I don't think critically succeeding does anything, does it?
For demoralize, it becomes frightened to you, so frightened
one. Oh, okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
Also, doesn't it also, it poops itself and it moves at half speed?
You wish! Not likely. Okay. All right, I've already got to bring out the old calculator and do some math. Okay. Oh, pretty good here. Pretty good. There is a flurry of activity here. First things first, as you see a number of crew bringing torches to bear, I guess, inside the ship, as you see the outlines of cannons along the side here lighting up. And we had some more people to turn order. But a couple of you have beaten them. Candoso, you are first in the turn order. What would you like to do?
Well, let's see. So what you're saying is that they've opened up some portholes and some cannons are peeking out now. So that's what I heard.
Cannons have been lit. Yeah, and you can hear some of the indistinct shouting, you know, people barking orders on where to aim and what have you.
Okay. You also heard Sharga screaming bloody
murder. Yeah, I get that. So is there an open door here?
Sharga screaming. Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's just planks leading up.
Okay.
This is
up to the deck of the ship. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. How high up is it?
It's only like a 10-foot rise. I think maybe 5 feet of this right here is like difficult terrain. So it count as like two movement spaces there. But are you flying already?
I mean, I cast airwalk on myself. So
yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. So from your level up to the ship is only about 10 feet.
Right. So I could walk up there with two actions, it looks like. Actually, what's my move speed again?
You also, if you're airwalking, just walk up, you know, one move action and probably be able to see over the side.
Yeah. And the cannons are on the deck?
I think there might be some, but there's also some below deck.
But they are pointed at us.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just trying to really be clear about what's happening.
Yeah,
like I want to be clear that I understand what's going on here. All right. Yeah. I'll walk up. Let's see. It's a 45 degree angle, so that'd be sort of like walking, sort of like 20 feet over and 20 feet up. So I go 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm 20 feet up in the air now. So I'm 10 feet over the deck right now.
Gotcha. So you can see because of the torches now, feel. Some more of the ship here. There are several people that look like they are ready to fight on the top of the deck. See what looks like a sharpshooter on both the fore and the aft, the fo'castle and the aft castle. Someone that is an orcish gentleman behind the wheel, and what looks like some marines ready to fight, pistols and mitts ready to grab whoever walks up the main deck here. There's like dozens of more people operating cannons, and in the lines they do not look like combatants. They look like your square-jawed sailor types.
Yeah.
Don't have any armor, don't have any weapons.
Love hearing that.
Fodder.
Yes. I love fodder's my favorite. Fodder's my favorite.
They are pretty much just conduits for chain lightning.
They are, which can jump through an unlimited number of targets as long as they're less than 30 feet away from each other. So let's do some chain lightning.
I would say some of them are teenage boys, but I know for a fact that doesn't stop you from beating of my NPCs.
One comes above deck. My first battle at sea.
I'm gonna make Daddy Bonefist proud. Yeah, no, I'll just hit the iconed characters here rather than force you to roll like, I don't know, like 40 D20s or something.
Oh, you can attempt me to do that, but I will not be. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm rolling it secretly.
Yeah, I'm just gonna fire to here and then go. I'll draw a quick line. I don't know why my color decided to turn into black. That's like the
worst. You're gonna get the monkey too.
Wait, draw.
There's a monkey on the orc shoulder.
Hit the monkey.
You can't stop me hitting that monkey, Patrick.
Thank you for choosing yellow, the correct color.
The correct
color
for lightning. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I'm going to roll these in the order that my window's open here.
I'm going to shock you all as your little monkey, too.
Okay, what is DC? I can tell you about, there's going to be a lot of fails.
43. Actually.
Quickly fails. Oh, actually, yes, pirates are not terrible at reflexes. You know, we must remember that, Jibbert. But that 3 is also looking pretty scary. Okay, left to right. Let's see. Okay, well,
so no one got a
not great, not great start,
right? Okay,
a what?
No one got a 53, right?
No one is getting anywhere close to that, I don't think.
Okay,
we have, just double check these guys. They don't have a, oh, they have a slightly better reflex, but let's see, 1, 2, 3, 7. Rolled a 7 here. Yes, fail, 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 critical fail, critical fail, and then this last one is a success.
Oh, the, good.
The gentleman behind the captain's wheel of the world.
Yeah.
The monkey critically failed?
I'm not rolling the monkey. I put the monkey in here for funsies. Sorry. The monkey is also Sweet Lips monkey, who seems to be now hanging out down here on the orc shoulder.
Okay.
Oh, no, I have to kill the monkey.
Roll some dice.
This monkey's seen name. Some stuff.
So all over the place, 65. So
it's pretty good.
I think that's about average. 130 on a fail and
on a critical fail.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, 130 on a critical or on a critical fail.
Okay. It's a very good start as one of the strong guys in mid deck looks the one that critically failed looks nearly dead. And this lady up here with in kind of an arrow trained in your direction is similarly bloodied. Just do some math for everybody else. They're taking 65. And then this gentleman who saved has taken half of that, so 32. 32, got it. Okay, that is Candoso's turn. Big old lightning storm on the ship, and you can see, I think still some of these deckhands are getting zapped. You see a whole bunch of them fall to the ground. Maybe one of them was like touching one of these guys' shoulder. You can just see their hair go like
Marv from Home Alone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great example. I was trying to, I don't know what I was thinking of, but that one's much more evocative. But yes, that cartoony kind of standing on end. Cassius Vell, your turn.
Are the three sort of deckhand goons, they're the ones on the cannons?
No, there's dozens of people working the cannons on the ship. These are folks that are not doing a job. They just seem to be ready to fight.
Is if a spell has a 20-foot burst, is that a sphere, like an actual 20-foot sphere?
Yeah.
Because what I want to do is use obscuring mist, like right there, because that's pretty much going to be all the cannons, and then they can't see us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, they're cannons, though, you know.
Yeah, but they have to target something.
Well, they can target a square, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, it'd still be concealment, so there'd still be a miss chance, right?
Yeah. I mean, presumably.
Not necessarily. Well, you know, you have no clue what kind of cannons these are. No one has done a search on.
But people have
to be like, is this going to be like when you were like, I have a potion, it's got the splash property?
Yeah, I don't think cannons get to just ignore mechanics of the game. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Do you if that's what you want to do. I'm just telling you, you have not identified said cannons yet. Do you want to make a seek action? See if you can figure out what they are. I would recommend that.
I'm gonna do a move action, and then I'm gonna spend an action to do a bon mot on just, you know, a deckhand. Someone easy. Yeah. Ooh, I rolled a 4. Does a 36 beat a will DC?
It does.
Okay. So we have, or I have panache, and then I'm going to, so once I have panache, I have, goodness, I have about 60 feet that I can move. So I'm going to do that. I'm just going to fly as kind of like at a 45 degree angle up over the ship. So I want to just end up somewhere directly over it, wherever you kind of think that, as far as I can get.
Yes. Behind the cannons, probably the most important thing.
There we go.
Yeah. As you fly up over the ship, there's some oohs and ahs, but the main thing you see is on the top deck of the ship here behind the the wheel, barking orders. You see Kurdak Bonefist's right-hand man, Sadok Goldtooth, the orcish pirate who you've had some run-ins before. Not a ton, but some.
But some. I do remember the name.
As you fly over, he's like, "Oh, how'd I know it would be you, Lute? Oh, Tessa Fairwind's spies. Oh, Cassius the Hurricane King know you'd try for his crown. Try for this foolish prophecy. But I only see a few of you. Where are the rest of your murderers and cutthroats? The lizard man, the half-elf cur."
"I only brought the few people I knew I would need to beat you. And I don't care about any prophecy. It's Kurdak's own fault he threw in with the wrong kind. He bit off more than he could chew this time, mate."
"Go ahead and say goodbye to your friends." Fire! As a whole bank of cannons goes off, you see massive alchemical explosions rocking these two buildings between Sharga Ozzy and Kandoso. The three of you, now no longer Captain Cassius, make me 4 reflex saves.
That's not right.
Excuse me. Hang on 1 second. I need to update my reflex save because that went up at this level.
Big ol' alchemical explosions as each of these cannons destroy the buildings around you, raining shrapnel down. Just splinters of burning rock and smoking wood around you. All right. Okay. That's good. All right.
Okay, so we have 1 of Sharga's and 4 of Kandoso's.
Yeah, keep on rolling in the free world.
I was going to let everyone roll theirs. No. Yeah.
You're a genius. Wait, how many? And I thank you. I need 3 more, Rebecca.
Oh, sorry.
4 total, so 3 more.
Yeah. And does anybody have them improved reflexes that you hear so much about?
Also, a good time to mention, you have 3 hero points.
It's true.
Yeah, space I'm out use over a couple of those on that points. Natural one. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that first one of mine is actually a 30. I rolled that before I remembered to update my reflex to master.
And I should mention, this is not dodging the cannons. This is just dodging massive kind of explosions that they're causing.
Right. So. This is a basic reflex save, I presume.
It is. Yeah. I'm guessing. Yes.
So I will do I will then reroll my 35 with one of them hero points. We'll see. Oh, for farts butts. Wait a minute. 1 second.
Seth, you've also rolled a 1 here.
Yeah, I have.
Sticking with, or?
Oh, absolutely not. Well, yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, all right. No. You don't got that Honto look this week. You got the Aussie look.
I just look.
This character has not done anything of value for the last 5 times I've played him.
So I apologize. I completely forgot to. I updated my character over in Path Builder. Completely forgot to update it in. roll 20. So let me give you these numbers 1 more time if that's okay.
Yeah, just type them into to chat. The corrected ones.
Okay. So
yes, Rebecca re-rolled that 1. So once again, Ozzy, Sharga, Kandoso, do any of you have improved reflexes?
No, I do not.
Okay. Nope.
So there's a lot of damage, but I don't see many fails here, to be honest.
I see 2.
So, well, yeah.
And like I said, I'm going to re-roll my lowest one, the 37. So,
yep.
Okay. Dude. Okay.
Well, that's a good
That's re-roll. An improvement. Yeah, okay.
I wish I re-rolled like that.
No. I've got some heals prepared. I'll save you. I'll see.
Okay, let's go down the first explosion here. For everyone, I see. So, Jabert, your first is a 35?
No, 39. I put them in a chat here.
There. I see it now. 39, 37, 41, 43. Okay. It is DC. Only fail or critical fail is that natural 1. So, all these will be halvesies, and then several of these will be critical successes, I believe. Right? So, the last one from Candoso. Looks like Rebecca hasn't rolled any critical successes. How dare you, Rebecca? Then Oz, critical success there. Okay. So the first one is 35 points of damage, I think, for everyone, because let's see, success. Rebecca.
What kind of damage? Well, it doesn't matter. I'm not raging.
Never mind. Bludgeoning. Bludgeon damage.
And 35 is the half?
Yep. Boom. Okay. The second volley here is going to be 33. And that is success. Ozzy, you take none of that because that's your critical success, right? Okay. Third one.
So wait, the first one was the half damage value?
Correct.
Okay.
The third volley is... This is the one that Ozzy... This is the one that Ozzy critically failed on. Look. So, everyone else, it is 37. Ozzy's buttload of damage up front. 148 points for Ozzy on a critical fail. And the last one is 31 points on the half. And I believe Candoso, you critically succeed, so you don't take any of that. And yeah, 31. Okay, that is the cannon's turn, and that is going to take us to...
You still have one more.
Well, that was all four.
Nope.
Huh?
You critically succeeded at one of them, so...
No. What was the last damage? The one that I 35 on?
31.
Okay, Oz is down.
Okay, that will bring us to these folks on the deck here with a gun and...
Hold on. Okay. I'm so sorry. Since I took damage, I'm going to enter a rage.
Okay. Yeah, I assumed that was going to happen.
Like, if I don't say these things out loud, then later you're like, Rebecca, you didn't say that you did that.
Jeez.
You know me so well. I imagine hitting you with four volleys of cannon fire would make you pretty angry at me.
I roar in pain, awakening the rage within me.
I'm going to shoot at Captain Cassius. I'm going to shoot some weapons. Doot.
Where are we at on the turn order?
About halfway down. 39 for these folks here.
Okay.
Close and out. So you will be moved up to about here, Ozzy. Going down.
Oh, so my turn isn't for a while.
Well, you go to the next turn before you went down, if that makes sense. You were last in turn order, but now you're going to be technically third in the second turn.
Right, so I don't have a turn this round.
No. Big ol' blasts here. Some gunfire against Cassius. What is your armor class, Cassius, in the air? Up in the air. Okay, I've rolled very poorly. So let's go to the second one. Well, I think I actually can only roll two of these. It's 12 on the first one. Still not going to be a hit. They're trying to light you up. Doesn't seem to work. Sharga is next. See Ozzy go down right next to you.
Afraid there's not much I can do about Ozzy and his state. I am going to sprout my wings and fly up to... Hold on. How much movement do I have? Not that much. Yeah, it's going to take all of my actions to sprout my wings and fly up to flank with Cassius.
I'm much higher in the sky.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're not flanking with him if you want to reach where
that
you want to go.
I'm in that vertical space, but I'm like 20 feet above where you actually, the deck.
Okay, then I'll go after the guy that I scared before.
There you go.
He's scared. All right, I'm good now.
I'm sorry, what did you do? You just moved?
I sprouted my wings, which is one action.
Oh, okay.
And then took two actions to move up to the sky.
Okay. What's your movement speed while flying?
Very slow.
Well, you're still behind the cannons, which is good. These guys are going to move to beat up a Sharga. On their turn.
Oh, perfect whirlwind formation, Rebecca. Get ready for the juice.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. So they're each going to make two attacks. Let me just go through. Boop, boop, boop. and roll these bones. I gotta roll pretty high. A 19 on the first attack is probably gonna do it. What is Sharga's armor?
Of course, trusting that I make it through this turn. I've already taken a lot of damage.
I hope you do.
What's Sharga's armor class?
39, because I'm raging.
Okay. Once more to the calculator, my friend. Once more.
I cannot be flat-footed, by the way, by flanking.
Oh, okay. It's good to know. So 14 is a hit on this first attack. So it looks like 3 hits here, right? Let me just double check that math. Yes. Okay. So it is 3 hits and we're doing some bludgeoning damage. 18, 15, yes, and 20 maximum damage points of bludgeoning. Sharga still doing okay. Takes us to turn 2, Kandoso.
So I said, I got some healing spells, but this isn't Bartleby, so I don't have like great healing spells.
You have heal?
I mean, that's a wide range of usefulnesses, right? Because heal can deal like 1d8 plus 8 healing, right?
Oh, what level heal, I guess, yeah.
I have a level 5 heal, okay. So I got that going for me. Which is...
If not you, then Cassius is shooting Aussie with a bullet, probably.
I mean, yeah. So, my real problem here is that if Aussie wants to get out of there, I really need to get haste off, too. But, can't do both, because for whatever reason, like, the druid is, like, the only spellcaster, like, full caster class in this game that doesn't get quicken, that doesn't have access to any quickening abilities. Which is wild. It's crazy. That's nutty. But I'm also kind of thinking if I can get past the cannons, then they might not shoot Ozzy. They might not shoot at him if he's still down.
So you can see Cruz looking to reload it. It looks at the very least like they're not going to be able to fire this turn.
Right, yeah. It takes a couple turns to reload or something. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I'll give him the best I have. 5d8 plus 40 is what I can do right now.
Seth has gone on sabbatical, so you're going to have to roll that for him.
I'll tell.
I hope Seth's playing with his kitty, having a good time.
I doubt it.
It's low for what it is, but it's higher than 0. So
okay,
and then I will move my funky town.
Airwalk forward.
Yeah, airwalk. Yeah, and I'll. I don't know that I want to stand exactly over this guy, but I'm like 10 feet up, so I don't think he can reach me. But I'll move over here just for clarity's sake.
You're basically, you'd be able to walk straight up to be level with the ship, right? Or did you go 20 feet up?
I went 20 feet up. So okay. I went like a 45 degree. So.
Okay, yeah, you can flank with Sharga there too.
No. Like I said, I'm gonna be up a little bit higher than.
Okay.
Than that. I don't know that these guys don't have attacks of opportunity, and so...
Cassius, we are back to you.
1 second. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It looked like you were about to go rub the wooden pirate.
I do that for good luck on my attack rolls?
You were reaching out your hand behind you like you were... Yeah. Like, I need the luck of the pirate.
I'll do that. I'll do that at a critical juncture here.
The luck of the pirish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I see which cats were trying to shoot me out of the sky? Who was doing that?
Yep, there's a sharpshooter, it looks like, on both the foe and the aft castles.
Okay.
They mostly failed.
What about Mr. Second in Command? Do they have a ranged weapon out, or do they seem to have a ranged weapon on them at all?
Great question. Yes, he's got a dueling pistol.
Oh, it's going to be a gunfight. Okay. Well, I can't really the individual that's by the bow. That's sort of a long way from me. I could try to do something with these two down here, but 2v1ing them is going to be interesting. Okay, I'm going to try a shot against the second in command guy, Gold Tusk or Gold Brock.
Sadak Gold Tooth. He's
Gold Tooth.
Literally a pirate captain in his own right. Right-hand main to the Hurricane King, who you do not see on the top deck of the ship.
Never heard of him, so yeah, it's hard to remember those names. When there's there's just so many obscure, lesser-known pirate captains, it's hard to keep track of them.
So many unimportant boring, ugly pirate captains.
He has a gold tusked teeth. I guess I can show you. This is like actual art for Sadak Goldtooth.
Ah.
Hey, he is an orc. Why is he not gold tusk?
Look at that cool. Oh, he has one gold tusk.
Yeah.
He's got one.
Missed opportunity, Arthur.
Oh, you're saying why isn't his name? I didn't actually remember what his name was.
Yeah, his name's Gold Tooth, but I kept wanting to call him Gold Tusk because I was pretty sure he was an orc with a gold tusk. Okay. But
oh man, he's got one of those six shooters.
I mean, they're not actual tusks; they are teeth.
I think they called them tusk, right?
I'm just rapidly, I'm quickly googling, make sure it is Gold Tooth, and yes, it is.
Right. I think they call them big teeth. I think the term tusk was invented.
big toofies.
Yeah. Okay,
maybe we can coin the word tusk today in this.
There we go.
You're making a shot. Oh boy, a pretty good 51. Shot. Critical hit.
Oh, this is going to be so cool. Okay.
Oh boy,
we're going to do some damage here. So we got to roll this twice. This is going to be, and then I got to roll a d6 twice.
This guy would have absolutely wrecked you if you had fought him in book 3 when when you first came across him.
Yeah. Seems like we were wise to not pick a fight.
All right, so 34 and 42 is going to be 76 plus an additional 8 is going to be 84 plus another 4 is 88. Plus 3 is 91.
I don't believe any of this made up math that you just came up with, but 91 total.
It's yeah.
That is enough to bloody him. Yeah, this bullet just rips.
I have even worse news. As previously discussed, I did load the gun with an almighty special bullet.
Oh no.
This special
my only weakness, bullets.
This special bullet is called Dimension Shot. And what it allows me to do is teleport. And so if you shoot a creature with Dimension Shot, you get to teleport to an unoccupied space right next to him. So this guy feels a bullet rip into him. Oh. And then all of a sudden Cassius is right behind him. And I'm going to do I'm just going to try to put my sword straight into his back.
Oh, nothing personnel, kid.
Oh, no. Oh, please. No more critting, Tyler. Thank you. Not the crit, but the heat. 41.
41, and this is part of a finisher. So it is going to be, let's see, 39, 42, 50 points of damage.
Sweet Lips, monkey on his shoulder, is freaking out as you teleport behind him. He's like tapping him on the shoulder to like get him to turn around, but you catch Sadak Goldtooth right in the back, make a big old gash across his captain's coat. He says,
Cassius, you monster. We're going to kill you and serve you on a platter to the Hurricane King. It's what I aims to do. You're going to pay for your insurrection. Ah!
He's bleeding. He's very hurt.
Talking is a reaction.
Yeah.
From my...
Talking smack? Super.
For my last action, I will load another glowing red bullet.
Oh, rut-row, Raggy. Ozzy, you've been healed for 58 points, yes. And it is your turn.
Cool. So, am I looking... this could just be the map that you chose. I don't know. Is there, in fact, like, walls on either side here?
Yep, there's two little buildings. They're mostly destroyed now. Like, there's giant
Could I
holes.
Take cover behind one over here?
Oh, very much so.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll spend one action to pick up my sword. Spend another action to get up and move behind the building, and then I'll drink a potion.
That will take us to Sadak Goldtooth's turn. He is telling folks to reload the cannons, but they're moving slow, it looks like, because he's mostly dealing with Cassius Vell right now. Mostly. What do I got to do on my turn?
you've one turn to stab me, because I'm going to fly away.
How dare you? Coward. Don't you dare.
I'm going to fly so far away.
And I fly so far away.
He's gonna do his own version of this. He's gonna make a couple attacks. Slam attacks, punches against you. Okay, not great second one, but the first one, I think.
Opportune riposte!
Gonna be a hit. Oh,
no. Roll a natural one on me.
Let me first do this.
Yes, please do.
I think just a hit of damage.
I need to actually...
not great. 19 points of bludgeoning damage, and go ahead and riposte.
That's a 51. That's a critical hit.
Oh, no. Ruh-roh, Raggy.
That's going to be 47 points of damage.
He is still up as he backs it on up away from you. And
you are flat-footed.
Okay, he's going to take a shot. His final action here. And a 12 on the dice, I don't think it's going to do it because he's not better with his dueling pistol than he is punching. So... that'll take us to the sharpshooters. This one doesn't really have a shot across the deck, so we're shooting Candoso first.
Boom.
Okay, 19 on the first and 14 on the second. What is Candoso's armor class? 38?
No, it is 39.
Nine. All right, just do some math here. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is just a single hit. Goodness.
I really didn't want to get a shot with a fatal weapon or get crit with a fatal weapon.
Damage from that shot. This other one is going to fire at Cassius. La 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 la. Natural one on the first attack. He's going to be a miss.
I wish I could repost it.
Too bad, Tyler. And that is going to take us back to Sharga. Sharga surrounded by these meaty looking deckhands.
It's whirlwind strike time.
Yes.
All right. I have three strikes with my whirlwind.
Okay. And these are all like your mess bonus. Indeed
they
right?
are, Patrick. We're going to go.
Don't like that.
Guy on the left, guy in the center, guy on the right. Okay.
Okay. And you are not flanking with Candoso, even though it looks like he's up a little bit.
It's a 36 to hit.
Three on the dice is a hit.
I'm going to re-roll that. Let me re-roll that.
Oh, no,
she's going for it.
She wants
the- She's face and blood. Seven on the dice. Also just a hit.
But it is a hit?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, was
the first one was a hit. Two? You rolled better.
The first one was a hit, yeah.
Okay. Well, whatever.
you seem to think a higher number, worse result.
I thought a three was going to be an immediate not a hit. I wasn't listening.
Do you want to take the hero point back?
Can I take it back?
I thought we all thought you were just going for crits. So
No. I just didn't know that it hit. Okay, so that's a 36 on the first one that hits. That does 51 slashing damage.
Okay. I'm not in my head like I understand how to do this math about going to
also calculator. Ignores DR if that matters. I don't know if that applies here.
It doesn't. Then, he's bloodied. Second.
The second one hits the guy in the middle. That does 50 slashing damage.
Oh, you want to take this second roll as your attack?
There's the juice.
Yeah, I mean, why not, right?
Yeah, he was, still just a hit because he's frightened one still. You said 50 points of damage for him?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, you're not going to like this. It is a critical hit on this third one. This is the guy that critically failed his... electricity save, so he's very dead from this, but he probably need to crit one of these other guys. So one of them down, both of the others bloodied.
I have good news. I have the axe credit and critical effect on this.
Oh right.
Which means that I would deal damage to that creature equal to the result of the weapon damage I rolled. So does that mean damaged? The guy in the middle would take 43?
The weapon damage dice. Yeah, so it's not your bonuses. It's the weapon damage dice, which is 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 15 points damage.
Oh, that's all. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is supposed to be just the dice that you roll. Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. He's even more goofed up. Is that three actions? It better be.
Yeah, it's a full turn.
Okay.
Well, but quick strike, right?
Quick strike.
I do have quick strike. Does that apply here? I still get another strike. Okay, yep. Well, I'll strike at the guy that's frightened then.
But
okay.
It'll be at like your, I don't know what attack number you calculate.
It'll be your third.
The third, okay.
Yeah, you can't go more than your third.
They're not terribly hard to hit, so.
True.
Well, but they're harder than that. 5 on the dice, gonna be a miss.
Oh man, that damage.
I could re-roll it. That is really good damage.
Well, we re-roll the damage.
But I mean, wow.
But yes, you can re-roll it.
I'll re-roll it.
I had a critical hit, and it was only like 18.
Yes, this is a hit and 52 points of damage.
Yep.
Okay. They're both goofed up. This one to the south, you've hit like multiple times, bounced off the axe, bounced off the guy that you killed and hit him in the shin. And then you brought it up, hit him again. They're going to, they're going to make 2 strikes each as an action against Sharga. Let's roll better than, 10's on the dice. You're at 40 AC, I 40. Think you corrected me.
Yeah, it's 40.
Yes, these aren't going to hit. Third attack. Wait, are these going to hit? No. He's a 12. It's going to be a miss. We'll do the same for the other guy. I'm just going to roll 3 of these together. These first two are in like a flurry type situation. Oh, they're not good. They are all bad. I need to roll the 16 first and then the 7 last. I rolled the opposite way for these much lower level characters, which means we're on to turn 3 already. Is that right?
I think it's right. Yeah.
Gosh, KN Duso. On to you, so much.
On to me, so. It's a miso. Right. I've got, all right, so we're all a little spread out here. Nothing's going to be a smidge tricky. Are the cannons up on the deck? Is that what I understand? Or are some below decks as well?
There are some below decks as well, yes.
Okay. I am wondering, could I, I don't know. I guess I'll just say it out loud. What I'm thinking about doing is trying to come down to the decks and then just leveling a lightning bolt across the people who are trying to reload the cannons to see if I can either delay it or if I can just reduce the number of cannons that fire at Ozzy on the next turn or when they reload.
Ozzy will be going before the cannons likely. That's true.
I mean, that's true. Well, I like to do? I like to take revenge. So let's do a Tempest Surge upon Yon Sharpshooter.
Okay.
Standing over there, looking all smug because he shot me.
Reflex save.
A reflex save indeed. Oh boy.
I roll great. 19.
That's it. That's the Tempest Surge for you. The Tempest Surge touch.
It is just a success. So well,
that's good. At least it didn't do literally 0 damage.
I mean, the previous turn, or 2 turns ago, you did like 400 damage.
Yeah, that's true.
Total.
Yeah.
Stop living in the past, Patrick. What's going
high
on?
High level spell to you, cantrip. Oh my goodness.
So it'll be 39 points of damage on the half then of electricity. So that's 2 actions and then a single action.
That one's bloody. That sharpshooter is bloodied.
Okay. Single action. I will. How many good spells? Any good things to do for single action? I totally forgot I had that. Oh, good thing. You know what? I'll throw a battle medicine on myself real quick. We'll see if I can't. Just throw some HP back on me real quick.
Staunch some bleed.
Yeah.
Candoso doesn't care about anybody else.
I spent my last turn healing Ozzy.
when he takes some damage, he battle medicines himself. Oh, he don't care about anybody else. When he gets a hit, he's gonna battle medicine himself. Whoa, what DC? Right,
see, I'm gonna do. Let's see, what's even my bonus? I'm a legendary in it. I'm just gonna go for DC 30, just to keep it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. Hey, critical success. So I do.
Yeah. 48.
48 plus some. So that's 19 plus.
Check on that. I was just. I'm not looking at the rules. No, is that 48?
Yeah, it's 48. Yeah. Okay. And then that's 48 or 19 plus 30 is 49. So get some of them HPs back.
Yes.
And that's my whole turn.
Oh, it's always 2d8 or 48. Duh. I was like, why do I know that? It's like, because it's literally every medicine check.
It never changes.
We've ever done. Okay. That will take us to Cassius Vale.
All right. Cassius is going to aim his... Hold on. Cassius is going to aim his weapon at the sharpshooter. And he'll yell out, my best advice is that you dodge this. And he'll take a shot. 43.
Critical hits.
So as the bullet, I described it as a red runed bullet. That is incorrect. I have checked the description since that. It is a silver runed bullet. And as it exits the barrel, you see this, you know, the explosion that leaves out the barrel, the bullet transforms into a garrote and it wraps around her throat and she cannot breathe. And this will deal 2d12 persistent damage until she can pass the flat check. So we'll roll that on your turn, but that's her situation now. She can't breathe. She's taking 2d12 persistent until she passes the check.
Marker on her here. 2d12. Won't forget. Okay.
And then I'm going to move up to Goldtooth. Mm-hmm. And while I'm moving, I'm going to reload the gun. And then as my third action, I am going to try and stab him with my swad. Oh, ignore that. Because I did not. That's the full bonus. So that would be at a -4.
Okay. So 37?
That's correct.
That is still a hit. Just a hit.
Oh, okay. That's going to be 21 damage. How's he doing? Okay.
He's still up.
I have, unfortunately, I do have the quick strike rune on the pistol. And so for my last action,
oh God,
I'll point it at Goldtooth and I'll say,
oh no.
Maybe you can do...
I don't have an attack of opportunity on him. Why?
He'll say, maybe you can do what she couldn't. And he'll take a third shot. And this is going to also be a magical shot. I got to pull it up really quick. I do get a +1 circumstance bonus to this dice roll. So whatever you see, we'll add 1 to it. And I may re-roll it because I really want this to land. 33.
No, that's a miss.
We're going to re-roll it.
All right, 7 on the dice. You can do a little bit better, right?
Yeah, I think so. I
think you can.
I hope I can. I really want it to happen. Oh, it got worse. It got worse. Natural 1 on the dice.
Ooh. Oh, and worse damage rolls here, too. Oh, no. Second natural 1 reroll. They're cursed.
I just want to keep spending hero points.
Unfortunately, not allowed. No, not allowed.
Well done.
Turn over to Ozzy.
I think I had a misstep last turn. You can't draw a potion and drink it with one action, right?
No.
Okay. So I drew the potion with my last action. First action this turn, I drink it. Second action, I draw my last potion. Third action, I drink it.
Roll it then. And Sonic Goldtooth is next. He gets to take another turn. I did not think that was going to happen.
Yeah, I didn't think it was either.
What did you think Oz was going to do?
Oh, get out of cannon fire range. But honestly, you're hidden, so they're not like, let's destroy these buildings now that the fight's on the deck. I am going to beat up Captain Cassius, I hope. Oh, wait. Yes, we're still in turn 3.
If you could allow me to riposte you again, that would also make me incredibly happy.
No.
Please, Patrick. I want it so bad. I want one thing in this world right now. And that's a riposte kill.
Flurry of blows first. Oh, I thought it was going to roll one, but it's 13 on the first attack. And you're 42 AC?
Correct.
Just a hit here.
Just a hit.
23 points.
Okay.
A bludgeon and damage. I guess I gotta just keep rolling and try and get a 20 here. He's not doing too well. old Sada Goldtooth. You think he would be talking more tack, as it were. Mm-hmm. But he's in like full fight or flight mode. So some more attacks, please. Natural 20, please. I will be. Do you only get to riposte on a natural one, or is it any critical fail?
Oh, good question. Let me read. A foe within your reach critically fails a strike against you.
Okay, so neither of these have done so yet. So I still gotta go for the 20. I can't roll really much lower than a 13. Okay, yeah. I didn't critically fail on these, but three other misses on his turn. The sharpshooters. I think we're gonna do mostly the same thing. Kendoso attacks. And Kendoso's at 39, so really gotta get real high on these d20s. Then we'll do the same for Cassius. 17 will not hit. No. Okay. Do you want to roll the 2d12? Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Very low.
Wow, I rolled a 2 and a 1.
Very low. And do they just get
that? Garrot was real loose. It was a real loose garrot shot.
It's like a turtleneck. Do they get an automatic roll to see if it comes loose?
It says, it just says persistent slashing damage.
Yeah,
so it's the same rules as persistent damage. Instead of taking, you take it at the end of your turn, as long as you have the condition rolling, and after you take persistent damage, roll a DC 15 flat check to see if you recover from it. If you succeed, the condition ends. Or you can have someone like assist, just like if it were.
She's still garroted. Okay.
All right, so the only thing that sucks is you are also not able to breathe because it's around her throat. So
yeah,
she has that to count. But hopefully,
I
don't think she's going to live that long.
I think the garrot damage will probably get her before that is a factor. Sharga, on to you. You got two more of these tufts still up around you, but they have both been heavily wounded by a lightning blast and a axe.
Yep, I'm going to whirlwind again. So use all three actions to whirlwind and strike both of them.
Okay. Don't have to do it every turn. Hit!
So 59 damage to the one to the left.
Going left to right. Okay, let's see here. Is that right? Yes. Okay. Still not dead. Second attack versus this one. He's a little weaker here. Oh, there's a critical hit. And he's dead.
Boop. All right. And that does, what did we say, 16 damage to the other guy?
No, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 damage. Yeah, well, you rolled it. It's the damage dice.
Got it.
So, 11. That is going to take you to, I'm guessing, a free attack. Same as last turn against this one remaining marine.
So, use my quick strike. 36.
That's a hit. He goes down.
Yes.
Good job.
All right, it would be their turn, but it's not no more. Because they're dead.
Corpses can't take turns.
Instead, you hear a clattering from beneath the faux castle as a door almost explodes outward with force. And you see a staggering, drunken Hurricane King, Kurdak Bonefist, coming forth, a flag in his bony hand, his pistol kind of like hanging off another finger. He's like, "What's the commotion out here?" I see we've got some sport. Maybe weakly aims in Sharga's direction. The battle for the filthy lucre against the Hurricane King will continue into round 4. Oh, but that's a tale for another time.
Oh, no!
I'll just add him to the turn order so we don't forget. Oh, yeah, the king is here.
The king is here.
The amuse-bouche of only mostly killing some of the party in part one of this fight is done. Will you all survive a honestly much harder opponent than everything you've fought thus far? It's almost the mirror of the same combat that you had against Hypatia for the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But
this guy is less annoying because he doesn't have spells.
Yay! Just a gun.
Just a gun. Well, he's got a magic hit fist. There's some goofy stuff going on with that. But that's going to do it for this week's episode, guys. Thank you. Thank you for playing with me.
Well, thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
We did record for about an hour, right? I'm not. I was like, doesn't this seem like time we normally wrap up?
I feel like
we did.
Normally, there's like five people playing and contributing. I just felt like only four people really got to play and contribute this week. Something just about that. I don't know why I feel that way, but there's just something feels that way. So I think
something
that's why
was missing.
Yeah, it's just like there was just a. In our spice blend of entertainment, just there was an ingredient that just wasn't captured today.
And drank potions.
I imagine you're gonna be good to go next week. Good to go with Ozzy, but
I'm still down like 70 hit points.
It's so funny. Jabrit knows our buddy Pat just refuses to use hero points after a few instances of using the reroll and getting a one after. He's like, I'm done. There's no more. Not doing it anymore. So he's literally like crossed the box out on his character sheet where it says hero points and is just keeping a tally of how many he would have collected over several sessions. I appreciate him for sticking with the joke.
He commits to the bit. That's.
I really hope there does come a moment like that's so critical that he feels pressured to do it and he gets a one again.
What did I tell him?
If he ever breaks and does it, then yeah.
Oh, that would be brutal. That would just be the worst thing.
Mike, thank you for playing with me, everybody.
Thank you, Patrick.
Appreciate this.
With the fight, this almost hasn't even started yet. Now that Kurdak's here, we got a lot more going on. So listeners, thank you for listening. Patreon Pirates, Creepy Captains, come back for some more climactic final battles here. Oh no, squeaks, damn it, roll no crits.
Yarr.
Yarr.